And now, Tim Dillon is going to hell! With Tim Dillon and Ray Kump.
Hello, welcome to Tim Dillon's Going to Hell, everybody. Tim Dillon here, the great Ray Kump joins us.
Hello.
I will make a quick statement here before we get into just tweeting out the link. We are live right now on GuestDigitalNetwork.com. Of course, if you have not subscribed, what are you doing? And here's another reason. Get in now.
The price is going to change.
It's going up.
We're going to anyone in the future, we're going to really hammer. But, like, if you're fucking getting in now on the ground floor, you're good.
If you wait a few months, we're fucking you good.
Right in the ass.
Right in the ass. No lube, dry.
It ain't like porn. It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. Well, it hurts in porn. That's why it's work.
Sometimes. In the penal category where
some
it hurts
of the
more.
Supposedly straight guys that do gay porn take drugs so they can't feel it. I don't even know what that would be, but... That's what I've heard.
Gay guys take poppers so they feel it more, right?
One of my favorite, that just loosens your asshole.
Oh, I thought it like just made it fucking sting. Like, yeah.
No, that would be no poppers. Uh-huh. Poppers says, hey, come on in.
Right.
One of my favorite porn stars was a guy named Owen from a website called Sean Cody. Mm-hmm. He was supposedly a straight guy. He did a lot of gay for pay. Both of his legs blown off in Iraq. Very sad situation. In a wheelchair.
That's, and the version you like is post-Iraq.
Nope. Pre-Iraq.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what happened to him. He joined the military, went to Iraq, and I think he's married and everything. And he, you know, sadly lost his legs for his country.
He had a good porn career going. You hear about Tillman a lot. You don't hear about the gay porn star who went to Iraq.
What about Tillman? What was that? Friendly fire? The army covered it up?
Supposedly he was talking a lot of shit.
Well, is that it, or is it just friendly fire?
Apparently he got fragged. Hard.
So what is tell me what that means.
Fragged implies like someone, you know, like shoots you on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it comes from frag grenade. Where like it comes from Vietnam, I think, where like lieutenants are all West Point
like,
guys.
Sounds like something from Fraggle Rock, you know?
No, yeah, fragmentation grenade.
Is that what got him? I thought he got shot.
No, I'm saying the term frag.
Oh.
I believe it comes from like Vietnam era when, you know, all these grunts are getting drafted in.
Yeah.
You get these lieutenants from West Point. Keeps cycling in these fucking white collar assholes.
Yeah.
They're like, let's take this hill. So, you know, if a guy gets too, I think you had a situation where a lot of, like, you know, officers trying to look good, so they're putting the men in risk. We're just dicks in general. So,
you got to get rid of them.
While they're on patrol, you know, you throw, you know, hey, stand back a little bit, and then you throw a frag grenade at them.
So it's funny to me that that had to be done so many times that there's a term.
Well, everyone's on doped up on heroin.
No, I know, but it's like the idea that like we and that's where I love that movie Jacob's Ladder because the premise is so fucking believable. They were like, yeah, we drafted all these guys. They're fucking soft.
Yeah.
The Viet Cong is not soft.
Right.
And we need to fucking give them these crazy drugs, Agent Orange, whatever. In the movie, it was called The Ladder.
Well, Agent Orange is a defoliant. That's what they used to like.
Right. What was the name? Right. Okay. What was the name of the drug? I mean, in the movie, they called it The Ladder.
Right.
But there was there a drug?
Oh, that was the premise they gave it to him to get him, like, to make him more fierce?
Yeah, to go right down to the ladder of their deepest fears and go out there and fucking win. If you've not seen the movie Jacob's Ladder with the great Tim Robbins, Tony Aiello.
That's me. I thought they were experimenting on him, but they were just giving them these,
experimenting on him with this drug that made you hyper aggressive.
Right, okay.
And they call it the ladder, which is the term. And I mean, by the way, I don't even need to see documents on that to believe it.
Of course
I know it's
happened.
A movie. I know it's a movie.
Worst case, they gave him speed and coke.
Right.
And just fucking...
Right. I know it's a movie, but it's one of those things where I'm like, some things I just go, I believe it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
One guy tells you, like, yeah.
I believe it. Certain things sound too good, because here's the thing. That's something I would have thought of. It's like, you know what I mean?
Can't
like,
we guys give him some meth?
Yeah. Can't we give him any some performance-enhancing drugs?
Give him some Viagra. Let him fuck him.
Yeah. They're running through the jungle? Yeah, these kids are fucking soft. They all thought they were going to have a band a week ago.
Right.
You know? Yeah, we got to do something.
Cut fingers off. Do something. Yeah.
Get them going.
Yeah.
Thank God we didn't live through that generation, Raymond. You know? We would have had to make some real...
I would have been a real Nixon Republican.
Yeah.
But
I can just imagine like Nixon spitting on you. That would have been like a great newspaper cover. Like that's a great thing to think about what we would have been in other eras.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like Like, that's a famous photo of you hanging in a museum of just Nixon spitting on you.
On purpose?
Yeah, at a campaign stop.
Just, like, from the podium?
Yeah, just spit on you. Like, you were like, and, like, you were trying to agree with him, but he looked at you and was just so horrified, he just spit on you.
Wow.
And that's when he lost the election. Everybody was like, Richard Nixon, when they saw the of him spitting on that common man.
But, yeah, so Tillman got fragged, apparently.
Meaning that
I think they shot him, but you know,
because
something.
They didn't want him going back to the U.S. and talking about a wildly unpopular war.
I thought it was more the guys in his unit. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, but the guys got pissed off at him for some reason. I think he was like, yeah, I mean, he might have been talking shit about like the situation. I think they were saying, yeah.
I watched that documentary.
Oh, you did? So you know more than me.
Well, I don't think it walks everything like everything else. It walks you up to something. I think. Yeah. What I remember about it, could be totally wrong, is that he died from friendly fire and the army covered it up. But then there was always that, there was that lingering thing in the air of like, but why did he die? Because he was so critical of this war and he was such a big war hero. The idea of him coming back to the country, this big sports star, this big story. He right. left to go fight, you know, for his country, left this big lucrative contract with the NFL, right?
Right. Yeah,
yeah. And to come back and be disillusioned by the war and stuff. I think there was a lot of people that had a vested interest in him not coming home.
Why would they put him in combat?
I don't know. Great question. I mean, was he a Ranger, right? Or
he might, I think he might have been a Ranger, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I was thinking, it's like, oh,
Prince
yeah.
Prince Harry was in combat, right?
Nah.
They set up, like, fake things. They did, like, improv. They set guys in turbans running around. Prince Harry's like, this seems kind of scripted.
I mean, he was a pilot. I'm sure he might have thrown a couple of missions. I know he was supposedly, he went rogue. Look, I think he really wanted to be in combat. I don't take it away from him.
Yeah.
But I doubt they put him in the real heavy action.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't put him over Fallujah. he fucking did a sortie over Norway.
Officer Kump, you're going to Fallujah.
You think this is a good idea?
What? Why can't Harry go?
You're going alone.
I want Harry to go with me. He's going to drive the plane. What do you mean? He's going to fly the plane. Why do I have to do everything myself?
You're the... Mr. Kump, you have a very special mission.
What?
You take this bag into the 9/11 memorial, and you wait. And when it starts smoking, you yell.
What do I say?
You say, Allah.
What?
You say, Allah Akbar.
What is that? Is this the military? What am I even in? What are you doing?
It's going to get everyone on the same page. We need everyone on the same page. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, all right.
We're going to speak about a lot of things. We got bombs going off, probably white supremacists. We don't know what's going on in Austin, where I'm going to do Moon Tower Comedy in a few fucking...
Oh, yeah, you might get
like
killed.
A week. Well, they're I think they're sending them these fucking bombs, these fucking psychopaths, sending them to, like, black families and churches, right?
Why?
Oh, well, these are neo-Nazi white supremacists.
I know,
yeah.
But it's still... It's...
And these are terrorists. You got to... Here's the deal.
Why'd you blow up Ben Carson if you're going to blow up a black guy?
Stop. Can't we?
Don't blow up Ben Carson. Let me clarify.
What are you doing?
I'm saying if you have to get a black
guy. You fucking
guy.
Want this episode thrown away too while we're at it? We're going to talk about that because I don't know who it is. I don't know why you're doing it. I would imagine there's some neo-Nazi skinhead white supremacist terrorist group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. The news. Call them terrorists. They're terrorists.
Sure.
Call them terrorists now.
Yeah.
Don't release a story that says they have no link to terror. That's not helping anyone.
I mean...
Because then that really reinforces the idea that terror is only Islamic fundamentalists, which it's not.
No.
It can't...
I mean, I don't know if you should call school shooters domestic terrorists.
No.
Because
they're not
really trying to get anything accomplished.
This seems to be...
Yeah, call this terrorism, sure.
This seems to fit every profile of terrorism. I mean, school shooting and stuff, no, in the sense that they don't seem to be... They don't seem to be... Trying to
affect political change,
yeah, achieve anything that's political, you know. I don't know. Is there any school shooter out there that's like, the lunch sucks? And I want that would have been me. I will say this, so let's make a brief statement up front here about the last episode. Here's another reason, folks, why you really should subscribe or listen live. That is no longer gonna be on iTunes. Or GasDigitalNetwork.com.
It's been redacted.
It is done. It is done due to legal reasons. When I did the thing, when I played the part in the thing, I signed paperwork that said, essentially, you should keep your mouth shut.
I asked you about this.
You did. I didn't remember. I signed a lot of paper. I don't know what I'm signing. You know what I mean? I don't know to varying degrees as to what that, you know, is taken serious. And this type of paperwork wasn't, it wasn't straight up like you can't say anything about it. But it was, there were a few lines that could be interpreted as, hey.
Don't do a podcast.
What are you doing? And it could be argued in court that I can't really be disclosing certain things for an hour. But here's the deal. You've all heard it. It's fucking Tuesday. It came out on Sunday. Everybody's heard the episode. It is what it is. It's no longer going to be available. If you haven't heard it, I'm sorry. Fucking subscribe or listen when it comes out. What do you want me to say? But the episode's done. Don't tweet and go, where is it? Where can we find it?
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut. Okay? It ain't coming back.
We'll start pulling other ones.
It ain't coming back.
I'll start pulling fucking random episodes that you like.
Right. We'll take those away from you, too. I love how I love. But the point is this, folks. Certain entities, you get in fights with. You go, okay,
yeah.
Fuck you. Certain entities, you don't.
Yeah.
This is one of those situations
corporations
where...
Corporations exist to squash you.
Yeah, you don't. I'm not really going to get into a thing.
This can make you big.
No. I'll tell you right away. It ain't going to make me big. That being said...
You'll be the hot coffee lady.
We will move on from that. I had an interesting talk the other day with Ray about online censorship. That seems to be one of the major issues of the day right now in terms of what these large companies are going to do, Facebook, Google, YouTube primarily, but others. You know, there's an article in The New Yorker, which is interesting, about Reddit. But primarily Google, YouTube, Facebook,
right.
Online censorship. Do these platforms, you know, go in there and deny, you know, when it comes to YouTube, do they go after conspiracy theories, which I see a big problem with,
yeah.
And they try to demonetize certain things that they consider either hate speech or quote unquote conspiracies or fake news or slander or whatever right. It is. That's become a major, major issue for and countries that don't have a First Amendment seem to be kind of doing it already, and countries, you know, there's a comedian getting prosecuted today because he did, and I think in the UK, because he made his dog do like a Nazi salute.
Oh, it was the UK? I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, Scotland or something. I think he's a Scottish comedian. But
I mean, look, yeah. This is just, you have to stop being offended by every, look, that guy is not part of a fucking political movement.
Right,
you know, in this context, kind of an asshole move, and like it's a dumb move to try to pull off. But I mean, he's not representing a hate group. If he was, it's like, you know, there's other. The issue really is. Oh, all right. You have these corporate goddamn structures. You have Google, which owns YouTube, right? Now, YouTube is a commercial enterprise. You have it's advertiser funded. They have to worry about their bottom line. Your freedom of speech is fucking affecting our ability to charge ads. Sure. But the problem is you have to...
Yeah, because Visa doesn't want to advertise under your video where you talk about Michelle Obama being a man. That doesn't get Visa excited about advertising on your channel.
Yeah, you know, the reality is, and I don't know how likely we can pull this off, but really, in a philosophical sense, we should, as a society, draw a line and say, hey, if you want to enter the commercial sphere to the extent where you dominate, you know, political discourse, basically, then you have to be kind of, you know, held to a standard of, like, journalistic integrity or something like that where your bottom line is not the only consideration anymore. If you get yourself into a situation where you dominate people's expression, it can't just be that you're bound by your corporate... you know, fiduciary responsibility. You're bound by a social compact, and we have to enforce that.
Yeah, what Ray is saying, and I think there's something interesting there, is that at the end of the day, companies like Twitter and YouTube have to consider more than simply profit.
Well, we have to make them.
And we have to make them consider more than simply their bottom line. We have to make them think about, you know, basically that they are platforms that facilitate the exchange of free exchange of ideas and information, and that's vital to our form of government, like a right. democracy, in that yeah. if they only allow opinions that Visa or Chase, is okay with advertising under,
right,
that's another issue. That becomes a major issue that corporations in America are underwriting free speech.
Right.
That becomes,
yeah, you went out of your way to kill the competitors to become the ubiquitous form of communication. You know what I mean? So the argument can be made. Like, it's not like, you know, there's any, they just passively landed in the situation. You know, they do their best to alienate every other service.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you want it to be the big and only player,
right,
in the game. So now
yeah, what, a quarter of people get their news from whatever the stat is,
yeah,
from Facebook? Well, yeah, now you're journalism.
So here's a question, and this is a good question, and I have arguments with people about this stuff all the time, and I don't know the answer to this. Look up David Hogg's age before I continue. My point is, look at his age right now. What I want to say here about politics,
yeah,
and about free speech, should Alex Jones be able to go on, and here's the thing. Yes, Shannon.
17.
Perfect. What is age of consent in Florida? Do that too. Thanks.
Terrible thing to ask.
I'm just asking. Because I want to say he's a handsome man.
18.
All right, forget it. Here's my point. In Austin, they are blowing up people with the boxes.
Right.
Why are they doing it? What is going on here, Ray?
Why are they doing? What, you want me to? You want
why
me to,
are they
who,
doing?
Am I Perot? Like Poirot? What the fuck? Am I Sherlock Holmes?
This alt right guy is a comedian who went full alt right. This guy is like really nutty on Facebook. He unfriended. No, stop that. Uh-huh. That's not Owen Benjamin. I don't think Owen's alt right. I think he's has a poor sense of social media. It's not always great.
Okay,
but I don't think at heart he's that guy.
Okay.
There is a guy on Facebook that is that guy who unfriended all of the Jews, literally. He's got on Facebook going, I'm unfriending all of the Jews.
Mm.
So this guy, I will message him every now and then and go, let me ask you a question. Like, what is your opinion? Like, where are you on this? Because he's nuts. So I'll ask him, like, where does he all? Because he's a guy who's in that sphere,
right,
you know? And I'll ask him, I'll be like, what is the move? Because I asked him, like, I'd message him and go, who's in the Fed? Who's a Fed? There's got to be a Fed, you know?
What?
In the alt-right, there's got to be Feds.
Oh, right.
Who's a Fed? And he would tell me who he thought. He'd be like,
who do you think?
Nathan Damago.
Really?
He thought he was a Fed. He thought some of these, he was that guy, Identity Europa dude.
Yeah.
Like some of these dudes, some of these guys he was, and there were some other guys he thought. I don't know their name.
Yeah.
I message a guy once every couple of months and I go, like, you know, what exactly is the deal from your perspective? So I messaged him on this. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, he thinks it's this thing called Atomwaffen, which means in German nuclear weapons or something. It's supposedly a white supremacist group that was infiltrated by Satanists. Look up Adam Waffen.
From the fucking Oklahoma City thing where the guy was German, the German guy?
I don't know. But this group is, now they are a group that people are talking about now.
Okay.
Adam Waffen. And listen, we'll get back to Parkland in a second.
Adam Waffen.
We'll get to Parkland in a second. Because my question about Parkland.
Did Adam Waffen do that?
No.
Okay.
My question about Parkland, while Shannon looks up Adam Waffen, the question about Parkland is,
yeah,
should Jones be able to go on the air and float conspiracy theories about these kids and their identities? Is that, I mean, my default is yes.
Well, look,
only because
we can have a real, if we're going to have this free speech, we can also have, you know, and my idea of having an aggressive.
Here's what I like about David Hogg. He's so angry. And it's attractive.
That's not,
when
what, you
men
like.
Are
that's
angry,
not what you like about
when
David
men
Hogg.
Are angry, it's attractive.
Yeah.
There's something that's attractive about an angry man, like a man who wants the world to hear what he's got to say.
Careful.
I'm being very careful. What, is NBC going to get mad at this? All right, keep going.
So, look, if we're going to have this aggressive,
my manager emails me. He's like, David Hogg is real angry about the podcast. It's got to come down. Hey, David Hogg, real pissed.
I'll call you in 10.
About the podcast. I'll call you in 10.
No, so my idea, again, to reiterate, is to have this aggressive, like, protection of these spheres of communication that we don't have now, and we probably won't ever have.
Yeah.
But that being said, if we, you know, have that, I would also, yeah, say maybe relook at how we look at, you know, slander and whatever, and, like, your ability to single out private citizens, or, like, just because someone's in a public sphere, does that make them a public figure?
Well, the question becomes, because there are videos that are about this kid that are complete lies.
No, sure.
They're not true. And they're shared hundreds of thousands of times before they can be corrected.
I'm definitely open to, you know, measures to prevent stuff like that.
That
and
is...
Also, I hate The thing I hate about these morons who listen to Alex Jones and look to him for guidance, and these morons in the alt-right.
80% of our audience is Alex Jones listeners. Well, I'm kidding. They're not. They're not. We have faith in you guys.
Yeah, let's hope. So my point is, we all know, all we talk about is stuff that you would label as conspiracy theory, and pretty much everything we talk about, I mean, we weren't completely hard against Pizzagate, but we weren't all for it either, but we looked into it,
but we didn't say nothing about nothing. We went to Pizza Hut Buffet in Long Island. We didn't do nothing to nobody.
But my point is, you know, all this Parkland shit, the Sandy Hook shit,
yeah,
the fucking half the 9/11 shit. I mean, yeah. 9/11 is very fishy, but then half the shit they talk about is crazy.
Yeah,
shit.
Drone plant. Yeah, like,
fucking,
you know,
Alex Jones ranting about fucking human jellyfish.
Yeah, hybrids. Yeah,
it. I'm not. You know, we've even asked before: is Alex Jones a CIA fucking shill there to poison the well and discredit information? Probably not. Most likely not. But same effect. Where basically he lumps everything together into this, like, conspiracy, racist, fucking, you know, anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-fucking gay.
I don't know. I do believe there's some of that. I don't know how far he goes. I don't think he goes as far as the other people.
I'm saying to the non-conspiracy-minded person. The person
I understand.
Who like, pretty much believes that, you know, not necessarily that the government's doing the right thing, but it's all very, you know, just cut and dry. They see all as one.
Right.
And it's their fault, sure, but at the same time, you're not helping anyone except yourself and your stupid indulgences of your fucking Bigfoot horse shit.
What's interesting about a guy like Alex Jones is you look at Alex Jones and you go, what is the net effect of that? And listen to
Trump.
Man. Yeah.
That's the net effect.
Right, right. A guy who's not doing anything really to unwind this massive unelected, quote-unquote, you know, I mean, deep state, these entrenched interests that are manipulating people, you know, getting their policies out there.
You know, Adolf Hitler was a maverick.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler, right, you know, stuck it to the fucking establishment in the deep state in Germany. What did you get?
Yeah, what did you get? It's
a deeper state.
It's a deeper state. That becomes the issue, too, is like, you don't really have any acknowledgement of the idea that Trump himself is a hopelessly corrupt individual.
If you had to pick any world leader from the jump, you go, is this guy going to be a tyrant? Like, you couldn't, you know, one would not, like, he'd be the number one pick.
Yeah.
If he had the ability, and he still
just
might.
Just imagine Trump, like, you know, we all talk about, you know, we talk about Alan Dulles, you know, as the guy, the first CIA director, the guy who's the architect of a lot of the national security state, quote unquote, deep state in America. I mean, as bad as it is, imagine if that was Trump. You know what I mean?
I mean, he would never have pulled it off.
He never would have pulled it off, but it's also like, at no point does anything get more transparent because he's involved. That's my main issue.
It's only transparent because of his ineptitude.
Right.
In the sense that, like, he can't even pull off keeping this shit under wraps.
Right.
But, and so, and you could argue, and people are like, "Oh, it's more transparent." But I mean, look, at the end of the day, if he has the choice,
yeah,
he'll choose. Who knows if he'll leave office peacefully?
But I do think, at the end of the day, you need. I hate to say it, and I don't even like the way this is going to sound, but you need Alex Jones, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you need Alex Jones. You don't need Alex Jones specifically, but you need nonsense. You need
why?
Because you need, and I don't mean you need it on a fundamental. You need the ability to put it out there, and you need a public that's able to discern that it's bullshit.
Oh, no,
and
I'm telling you right now
that because here's the thing, the civic virtue, whatever you want to call it, the responsibility of average citizens, the idea that they can't discern what's true and what's not on any level is a major issue to me.
Oh, sure.
And
to be clear, I'm not talking about. What makes me so mad about Alex Jones and his orbit is not that I want to censor him. It's that, like, he's what makes this conversation necessary.
And these guys are. And here's the other thing, man. They are full of shit. Yeah. Like, if you watch InfoWars, and I do it every now and then, they are full of shit. They are peddling gar. It is not.
To sell products.
It is. They're really just selling fucking.
I mean, Oliver, what's his name on HBO?
Oliver Stone?
No, the weekly news thing.
John Oliver.
John Oliver did the whole thing on on, like, apparently, I missed this guy. I haven't listened to Jones in years.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently now he's just selling his own products. But he used to be listening to it and be like, you know, he'd be talking about Hillary's reptile head and crying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it cuts to the commercial and he's shilling, like, silver spray you spray into your throat that, like, coats your, like, silver halide chemicals.
Right.
And fucking, you know, and survival gear and fucking food that doesn't go, you know.
I mean, in fairness to him, you know, fucking, you know, Denny's ain't advertising on Alex Jones.
No, but I mean, like, it,
by the way, let me tell you right now, Denny's is phenomenal. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
It really is phenomenal for the money that you spend.
I don't want to do like a classic radio tease here.
Yeah.
But I would like to get into, I tried chicken fingers for the first time. I want to talk about it.
When did you, wait a minute.
Yeah.
A man like you.
Yeah.
I look at a man like you.
Let's finish this conversation though.
Well, what are you going to say? What's left? Finish it up.
The peak?
Finish it up. What do you want to say?
No, you're right.
What's there? There's nothing to say anymore. Here's the problem with this show. We come in here every week. There's nothing to say. When I do something interesting, I get threatened to be sued by one of the Fortune 100, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You can't, there's nothing to say. Yeah, you know, yeah, Alex Jones, don't go out and fucking impugn the credibility of David Hogg. Right. And Hogg, when you turn 18, text me. Go on with your chicken fingers.
All right, so yesterday, so the guy
I would have thought a man like you would have had a lot of chicken fingers.
I have not. Here's the thing.
What do you mean you
listen
haven't?
To me when I talk. Jesus. So, I read about it after the fact. On
chicken fingers?
I read into it.
Read into chicken fingers?
After I tried them. Because I'm like, all right.
You went to Wikipedia and read about chicken fingers?
Yes, because apparently they didn't become ubiquitous to the 1990s. Which makes sense, because I do remember growing up.
I remember them coming on strong.
Yeah, I remember like in the night, you know, around the time I started like going out with my friends to the diners and stuff, and people would order chicken fingers. And I'm just thinking like, when the fuck did this become a thing?
Yeah.
It's just like chicken cutlet thing. Like, oh, what is this? It's just chicken, looks dry. Why don't you get the mozzarella burger or like whatever, like things that look so much better than me. And these kids who order chicken fingers, and there's people out there who all they do is eat chicken fingers. It's like these kids are like the lamest people ever. The kids, these are finicky eaters, you know. And then so this guy at work died, my boss, he died. I was talking about it with Johnny on the podcast when you were gone, but they had me cutting a video, a tribute video, not a tribute, it was, at the time it was like a get well soon video, and then it turned into a tribute video because he died.
How does this get to fucking chicken fingers?
Because, all right, so the video I'm cutting together is like everyone recording a video on their cell phone and sending it to us, then we're cutting it together. And like 15 people mentioned, hey, all you do is eat chicken fingers all day. And that was, that's what I remember about you. And the Munchies guys.
That's what they said about the guy that died?
Well, I mean, in a nice way.
What they said? All you did was eat chicken fingers? What they said?
All you ever ate was chicken fingers.
They said all you ate was chicken fingers.
Yeah.
That's what they said at his funeral.
Yeah.
They said that's all you ate was chicken fingers? That's what they said on the fucking tape that you were making?
Well, this is to him. Like, hey,
Oh, they didn't know he was going to die.
They probably suspected this.
So they said to a guy who was laying on his deathbed, hi, good to see you. Listen, I remember you. You just hung around and ate chicken fingers. That doesn't seem like a waste of life at all. You're just eating chicken fingers.
Well, he also was a great guy. But there's a whole 5-minute thing where the Munchies guys are like making chicken fingers the way he liked them. Like, look,
how did he like them?
I mean, the guy from this place, Kosher's in Brooklyn. I haven't tried theirs yet, but apparently they make great chicken fingers. So they're grilling, you know, they get the deep fryer, crispy on the outside, nice and juicy on the inside, and honey mustard. And I'm just like, you know what? This guy's a good guy. I like the guy. We got along well. He liked my idea for Mr. Met, my Mr. Met idea. He's the only guy who liked it. Where, you know, me and Mr. Met, we get together. It's a show. Me and Mr. Met, and we go to Black Lives Matter rallies, and we talk about race.
You've pitched it many times on the show.
Well,
we're very much aware.
He was the only guy behind me in that one. He's dead now.
Yeah.
But, rest in peace.
That seems appropriate.
Yesterday I'm sitting there, and I got some email about some tribute thing. Like, you know, I should try chicken fingers. So I go on Seamus. The Kosher's place doesn't have them. They're not on Seamus, so I can't.
What if in The Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey's monologue was replaced with this? You know what I mean? Would that be a better movie or a worse movie if he just sat there at the table and told this story?
Better.
I think so, right?
So, you know, I get the chicken fingers and, you know, it's really a fat move. I got disco fries also.
Oh, tell everybody, man, you're
either.
A fat shit.
I never had them before.
What? You know what? I mean, really?
You might have had them once. The gravy and cheese. I never ordered them.
What type of day is it?
Yeah, like 2:00.
Yeah. So you're done for the day after that. I used to eat lunches like that.
Yeah.
You're done for the day.
So I get chicken fingers. The Disco fries are whatever. They're soggy, they're gravy, it's cheese.
It's who gives a shit. Yeah. Disco fries are fucking trash food.
Chicken fingers are the goddamn juiciest, one of the most delicious things I ever ate in my life. Now, we went to
Everybody's eating. You never went to had a chicken strip at Jack Daniel's KFC, had a fucking crispy strip.
No.
You never had a fucking chicken finger. You never had a crunch, a fucking thing at McDonald's, a chicken, a fucking wrap at McDonald's.
Those aren't chicken fingers.
Yeah, it is.
You can't compare that to what I ate.
It's a chicken finger and a wrap.
They are juicy. They are delicious. I know we went to El Molino on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we got the lamb.
The rack of lamb.
I mean, this is the most tender pieces of meat I've ever had in my life. Really delicious. Just the gravy, the juices. The chicken fingers, I'm not saying they were better than that.
Well, chicken fingers are great.
But they were amazing. I get it now. I get why people eat these things. And I feel like I cheated myself for, you know, because for years.
I will tell you this. Looking at you, you've deprived yourself of nothing. Just a quick once over, you've cheated yourself of very little. Very little.
Have you ever had them?
Dude, I've been eating chicken fingers since I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Like a kid.
I don't know
what world you're living in. I used to, there's a great place in New York City called Stickies.
Mm-hmm.
They do Stickies chicken fingers. I've been eating chicken fingers dredged with buffalo sauce, barbecue sauce, fucking, I've been eating them with Jack Daniel's sauce, I've been eating them with honey mustard and fucking ranch.
Sounds
I've been
amazing.
Eating chicken fingers in fucking wraps on sandwiches, I've been eating chicken finger BLTs, I've been eating fucking chicken, are you fucking nuts? I've been throwing them on top of Cajun pastas, I've been fucking myself with them in the ass. All right, Adam Waffen, they're terrorists, let's get on to Shannon. Please read us about Adam Waffen.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find it. Can you spell it?
It's A-T-E-M.
It's kind of Parkside Adam.
It's not. He's nothing to do with Parkside. This
Who
is
he?
Austin.
Oh, just the German terrorists.
Yeah, they're neo-Nazi, supposedly Satanist. Adam Waffen. Adam, A-T-E-M, and then
Why
Waffen.
Why do we care that people are Satanists?
I'm just adding it.
I think, you know, Satanists probably have a point. They tend to be against the hierarchical structures of goddamn organized religion.
Knowing what we know on the show, can we please not say Satanists have a point?
Well, not the,
I'm
not
sure
the,
some of them do.
Not the kid fucking, but, you know, with the whole, like, Freemason thing. I don't know.
Yeah, so Shannon. Yeah, so just Google A-T-O-M. W-A-F-F-E-N.
Oh, Adam, like the Adam.
Yeah, Adam Waffen Division. It's called this. It's a neo-Nazi terrorist organization based in the U.S. Founded in 2013. The group's main base of operations is in Florida, but it has members in other states. So supposedly, this is the group. I mean, again, this is based on fucking nothing. But so if you look at the news, neo-Nazi group linked to 5 killings in Florida, Virginia, California. That's fucking 2 weeks ago. And then you have another thing. So basically what they're saying is that at first glance, they were unrelated, isolated cases. Now they're looking at this group, Adam Waffen. It's German for atomic weapons. It's extreme. It celebrates Hitler and Manson, promotes online images filled with swastikas and violence. One of the group's videos shows young men wearing scarves over their faces and camouflage, firing rifles during military-style training. They shout race war now and concludes with the tagline, join your local Nazis. God. Adam Waffen, no doubt, takes some of the white supremacist rhetoric to another level. So this is... They're thinking that there's some chatter that it could be.
Why? Here's the thing. You're a German, right?
Yeah.
You're a German terrorist. You're Adam Waffen.
I don't think they're German, but go on.
I was going to say, you can't even get Nazis back in Germany, but you want them in America? Like, why are we taking them? Like, why don't you, like, get your own house in order?
Yeah, I mean.
This is their website. It's pretty scary looking.
Bring it up, please.
Oh, fucking. It's a stupid. It looks like Castlevania. It's a fucking 8-bit Nintendo game. Scare skeletons.
Here we go. Formed in 2000, the Adam Waffen Division is a revolutionary national socialist organization centered around political activism and the practice of an autonomous fascist lifestyle. As an ideological band of comrades, we perform both activism and militant training. We spread awareness and role. So, listen.
Can we start calling Nazis what they are? Subs. It's a nation of subs. It's just people who want to be dominated by daddy fatherland, all right? We want a fascist, oppressive lifestyle. What else do you want? A fucking cock in your mouth? No offense to gay people, but you know.
Yeah, well, it is
fucking
offensive when you say something like that.
What's the problem?
I know what you're
trying. A rubber dildo?
I know what you're trying to say, but I think we should just call them Nazis. They're Nazis.
Right. No, I'm just saying, but like, this idea that we're going to be afraid of people who want to be subjugated.
No. I understand that. I'm not saying we should be afraid of them, but I also think we shouldn't dance around this idea and like call them like you know, misguided boys or young
men.
They call
themselves Nazis.
Because the media will go and fucking do that. The media will be like, these boys are really, you know, they're hooligans and rabble-rousers, and these guys are, and they'll paint so many fucking sympathetic portrayals of these guys.
Right.
They're fucking terrorists.
Yeah.
Go in there, bulldoze them, shoot them, kill them, get them out. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
If they're doing this shit, if they're sending bombs to fucking families, go in there. I don't need another fucking 5 articles from the New York Times profiling these guys and be like, well, he dropped out of community college.
Yeah, the factory shut down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, enough with that shit, you know? That is fucking enough with that shit. Like, you know,
the Dodge Neon plant's no more, not
right,
there anymore.
Right, and he was just, he was in his town, and he felt like he was being displaced, and he just didn't know what to do, and neoliberalism really wasn't doing much for him. Fucking bulldoze these people. Like, really, enough with that sympathetic horse shit for these people. I'm not saying it. All right-wing people should be treated like this. Clearly, I don't believe that. And I don't think Trump won because of these guys either. I don't think they hurt him winning. But I do think that when these people serve notice on society,
right,
as the great, as Bob Grant used to say, I don't want to say the great Bob Grant, then you'll dig up 5 things he fucking said about gay people. But he was a great radio host. But when you go out there and wave swastika flags in Virginia or whatever, it's like, I don't have the fucking patience anymore for these fucking magazines to write these sympathetic portrayals.
Well, we're not going
to
dismantle the fucking military-industrial state.
Right, and we have it for a reason. Knock the shit out of these people
fucking,
and be done with it.
I mean, I'm
trying to get frozen yogurt.
If we're going to treat ISIS the way we treat ISIS and Al-Qaeda, then treat these guys like that, too.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
Go in there and fucking blow them up.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
The FBI is not going to do that. The FBI is always the one on their side. Or
yeah,
like helping
it's
them
weird.
Out.
Or there's 6 of them. 3 of them are in the FBI.
Right.
It's like weird.
You don't know who to root for. It's like, you know, Trump has waged war on the FBI, but for none of the legitimate millions of legitimate reasons you could.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You got to get rid of these fucks.
Fuck this guy out of his pension. But no, let the Nazis stick around.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. It's fucking complicated because I believe in free speech. But I believe that, like, you know, there is got to be some way to prevent. And I don't know that there is. Maybe there isn't. Maybe that's just what we have to live with. There's got to be some way to prevent people going out and lying about people, defaming them on these platforms. Being able to defame somebody and say that they weren't a student at the school. They graduated last year. They're fake. They're a crisis actor. And putting that out there and having it shared 100 times, that feels wrong.
No, of course it's wrong.
Yeah.
The first responsibility is people who view it and go, listen to this. And go, if you're the kind of moron who listens to these fucking school shooting conspiracies and goes along with it, they're not cogent ideas. They're not.
Right.
There's a vast difference between when you read about like actual events that take place.
Yeah, it's also, me and Ray have done this 90 million times. Nobody is trying to get one over on you people out there.
They don't need to.
They don't need. Nobody's thinking. Nobody's sitting up at night thinking about shooting up a school so that you people are docile.
How do we get Larry's Glock?
Right. They accomplished that with fucking Jack in the Box and fucking... A TNT, you know,
dumb iPhone.
A&E, whatever. What's on TNT?
Basketball and other things.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, that's what I mean. This is not some freedom fighting group of fucking renegade militia members that they got to fucking quell. This is.
You know, if we stuck a random sampling of Americans into the middle of Yemen or fucking. They'd be dead in 2 seconds.
I see these people at the pizza lunch buffet. They walk in, they got prescription shoes on, they're sitting down. If you went up to them and go, we're taking your gun, or we're giving you a gun, they don't care.
Can I get some ranch, please? They're out of ranch, and we're like, I come here because I like the ranch. Tastes different than the ranch in the bottle. I bring my own, but I like your ranch. Sweeter.
And I know, I looked in the back, it's just a bigger bottle, but I will tell you that I had a salad in the Midwest. I was in Grand Rapids, and I had a salad. Let me tell you, Midwest salads are all... iceberg lettuce, onion, tomato, a handful of cheddar,
Jesus.
A handful of croutons, maybe some bacon bits, and fucking ranch. Like,
you never ask if you want ranch. It's ranch.
Fucking, that's the default.
Wow.
That's house.
Wow.
House is like a ranch or creamy parmesan, which is nice.
Mm. How are the chicken fingers out there?
I don't know. Probably,
probably
great.
Amazing.
I had ribs. I can't believe you fucking had chicken fingers for the first time.
I'm on a chicken finger. I got them today again, too. But this time I got sauteed spinach with it. instead of the disco fries.
Well, here's what'll happen. You'll OD. Like I've eaten a lot of Italian food recently. And then what happens once the spring comes? I ease off Italian food, and I go into fish, American food, steak. I go into sushi. I go into more. I get a little adventurous. I go Moroccan. I do halal food. I do all that shit. I had a great lamb kebab today from Mangal nice. Kebab in Sunnyside. You know, very nice
like
kebab.
Like a nice falafel platter.
Yeah,
nice.
Whatever. I go into that stuff in the summer. You know, I try to get away. But in the winter, when it's cold out, when there's a bite, when there's something frigid in the air, there's nothing better than a bowl of fucking creamy pasta or a fucking big bowl of tomato sauce. I don't know why. But
it's the umami flavor.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I'll tell you this right now, folks. Pull up the bombing, Shannon. Do they have any information now? These are the work they think of. You know, they would imagine some type of domestic terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, let's go after them. Let's kill them.
The Parkland shooting?
No, we're in Austin, honey. The bombing's in Austin. It's okay. So much bad news. It's very hard to keep track.
Yeah, I over the weekend, I got the alert on my phone. I thought it said bombings in Austria. I'm like, what are we talking about? And they're like, oh, yeah, Austin. Yeah. So Austria, you know, is not under threat, apparently.
There's a little video. Do you want to see the video?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Well, she's cute. This is the cop.
You remind me so much of Richard Jewell. Remember?
Well, he was exonerated.
Yeah. I mean, that would have happened to you.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You would have been the Richard Jewell of your day.
He was the first cop.
19 a.m. today. Officers responded to the FedEx location located at 4117 McKinney Falls Parkway for a suspicious package call.
Shannon, what's your
Our
name?
Officers arrived on scene.
Shh.
They did locate a suspicious package. Due to this, they called our bomb squad for assistance. We do have our bomb squad, our federal law enforcement agency partners, and our executive staff on scene right now. They are investigating this incident. Due to the nature of this incident and past events, we have all of them on scene as a precautionary measure to ensure the community's safety. So again, we are still investigating this incident. Now, if you see anything out of the ordinary,
all right, we can cap it.
It's a big nothing, but she is. I'd like to, you know, have her on the podcast. Maybe we can talk to her about the bombing.
The issue here, man, is like if this is one of these white supremacist neo-Nazi groups, which very possibly could be, really knock the shit out of these people.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest. What else are they?
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
You're already blowing someone up.
Could be a fucking stupid kid. Or
a stupid kid blowing someone up?
Well, you know what I mean. Some fucking, who knows? It could be just a rogue actor. But I'm saying if it is somebody that's, you know, part of this larger network, fuck, go and knock the shit out of these people.
I mean, what does that mean, though?
I mean, Ruby Ridgett, what do you mean, what does it mean? Well, They've done it in the past.
I'm saying, like, are you saying that if they find that the guy has connections to these other groups, just kill all of them?
I mean, go in there and fuck them up. I mean, listen.
I mean, the nature of cellular terrorism nowadays is that, you know, it's
go ask the people in Afghanistan and Iraq about cellular terrorism. We're all connected. New York telephone. Like, we're all connected. So here's a reality. Like you said, if we are going to listen.
Right.
If these people are going to do this shit and they're going to fuck, I mean, here's the deal. You're going to have a doctrine for the way you handle terrorism in the rest of the world,
You
fucking apply it to America. And you'd be like, you know what? You guys are fucking associating. You're doing these things. Now, I understand that could be a gray area and everything like
that. Fuck you. Look, we don't have freedom anyway.
Enough.
Why are we
telling
the Constitution?
Stop with freedom. Shut your mouth with freedom.
Let's kill some people.
Kill them all.
I'm down.
Do we have an ad? Do you want me to read an ad now? Any ads?
Vodafone.
I'm going to be on the Vodafone Festival in Ireland.
Oh, really?
I'm going this summer.
They sponsor McLaren Mercedes in the Formula One racing.
Well, they're not going to let me in that one, but they're not going to put me in the McLaren.
you wouldn't fit.
I would fit in a McLaren.
No, you would not.
You don't think so?
No, the
would you
one.
Fit in one? No.
A Formula One car?
Would we? Either one of us would not fit.
No, I'm not saying you're fatter than me. I'm saying I'm not talking about the sports. Like
I'm asking you in a private McLaren.
Can you bring up a F1 McLaren, please?
No, not an F1, idiot. I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about. Isn't there like a
streetcar?
Yeah.
We probably squeeze in.
That's what I mean. I'm talking about F1. I'm talking about, you know,
that's
fucking...
what I brought up. They sponsored the races, I'm saying.
I understand that, but I'm saying, you know, McLaren... You
not
can't...
comfortably.
There's got to be a sketch where we try to buy a McLaren, and they keep advising us not to.
I'll be like, Dan, you see that episode of Sonny with Danny DeVito's in the...
What if we did a sketch? Hear me out. Yeah. We're two gay husbands, and we have three fat kids, and we're trying to buy, like, a compact car. Like, three really fat kids or four fat kids.
Which one of us is the top?
Listen, it's a sketch.
All right.
And we go in there, and we film ourselves and the fat kid just getting in and out of the car.
I'm down.
Is it not funny?
I think it's very funny.
I think it's very funny.
Can we get sponsored by
No, I don't think I got to be honest. No one's going to touch this, but I think it would be good. But yeah, man, I've you know, listen, you know, retail's dying. The retail market in America is over soon.
Good segue. What are you talking about?
I read an article. Retail's in big trouble.
What do you mean? Like fucking Walmart?
Not Walmart, but everything else. Pretty much everything
Best
else.
Buy.
Well, all of those stores.
I mean, Amazon's still around, right?
Amazon's the guy. All They're right. taking everything over.
I'm saying, like, why do I need to go to a fucking Best Buy? Who am I helping by going to a fucking place of chubby people in khakis who can tell me nothing?
You know who you're helping? Chubby people in khakis.
Well, I don't want to. I've already got my own chubs and khakis.
Khakis.
I've already got my chubs and coffee and khakis. I don't want to go to Best Buy. Listen, they're a piece of shit to tell me that I got to leave. I live there. I say to them, I'm coming to live here for 2 days like a hotel.
Here's the reality. Right? I used to work in a camera store, okay? Small camera store. I was an expert. I
love the idea of, like, you asking a question at a town hall. And they're like, does anyone have a question for Mr. Trump? And you're like, here's the reality. I used to work in a camera store. I know how it works.
No, I worked in the camera. I gave expert advice. I was able to, you know, guide people in expensive purchases with a myriad of technical, you know, details. But also, if you knew nothing, I could help you out.
Right.
Those stores are pushed out by Best Buys and Targets and
right.
Walmarts.
So
who are we helping? The assholes who shove some fucking khaki fat idiot who, like, hey, what can you tell me with this camera? Oh, it's got a zoom lens. Like, they have nothing to offer. You go in there, you can't get any help. The help you get is wrong. So who are we keeping, you know, we're keeping Best Buy alive? We're keeping fucking Target alive? I give a shit.
It's
and
a
the
great
fucking fat acting morons they employ? Get a better job.
It's a great point. We are in the second stage. All the mom and pop shit's already done.
Yeah.
So we're just now talking about conserving mega retailers that treat their employees like shit.
Yeah. It's all going down.
A lot of people say the Costco pizza is really good. I've never had it.
You might not like it. I love it.
Yeah.
The hot dog is a classic.
The hot dog's great.
The pizza is different. It's more like a Boboli crust.
Okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah. And the combo slice is phenomenal. It's got like a lot of peppers and mushrooms.
You should
and
be the spokesperson for Boboli. And the fucking whole thing, it should just be you eat like this is the commercial. Ready? It opens. You're sitting on a couch with, like, a pile of newspapers around you and, like, magazines. And, like, a fat woman comes and, like, hands you the thing. You're, like, playing Call of Duty or something. You got headphones on. You could hear her. You could just see her. Like, the commercial is just you looking at her. And she's waving her hands. And then you just take your headphones off. And you go, it's good enough. It's good enough. Boboli. It's good enough.
I love it. It's got mushrooms and
no,
olives.
It has anything you put on. It's just a crust, you fucking animal.
No, I'm talking about the Costco one.
Oh, yeah, the Costco
one. Well, I'll put Marmite in a Boboli.
You love Marmite. You got it. It's really attached to Marmite.
I still watch a lot of British comedy.
You
like
gross
show.
Foods. There's no, something about a...
Name one of the gross food I like.
You went to Queens to eat brain.
I tried brain. I'm an adventurous man.
Yeah.
I eat brain. I eat kidneys and liver.
I think I said kids.
I eat brain. I eat kids. I eat anybody.
I ate intestines that day. I saw it on Bourdain. And
it's not that good.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good.
He had Zimmerman on the show.
George Zimmerman? Who shot Siobhan Moyle? Oh, you mean Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods?
Yes, yes.
You don't mean Zimmerman.
And they were on there.
He had Zimmerman on the show. Zimmerman's cooking brains.
So they had them on the show. And they
had an episode with Dylan Roof.
Ali's Kebab Cafe. I'll give them a shout. Go try them if you want. They're in Astoria on Steinway Street, I think.
Yeah, I've had them. You got to go and get a kebab. Don't get brains.
You went to Ali's Kebab Cafe?
Yeah.
And you get the brain?
No. He's gross.
That's what he's famous for.
You get a kebab.
They were acting
give
like...
Give a fuck what he's famous for.
I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said something to the effect of, like, they were chewing on his brain, and they go, what you're tasting is thousands of years of experience of how to make these things delicious.
Yeah, I don't care.
It wasn't. It tasted like piss.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I worked in a morgue. I saw dead kids shoved in freezers. I'm not squeamish. But I ate his brain. I was excited about the brain, and I put it in my mouth, and the darkness came over me. I'm not a superstitious person.
Yeah.
But I felt weird.
No,
felt dark.
What you're eating is 1,000 years of people having to fucking figure out how to eat brain.
They didn't do it. They still haven't figured
it out. That's the dark ages. And no one should have to because we got fucking chicken fingers.
They're so good.
You know?
They really are amazing.
So what do we do? Freedom of speech, mixed.
Mixed? Yeah, I'm saying.
We err towards it. Yes, gotta have it.
Look, it's kind of like, we can have a more precise targeting. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta pick out the extremes. You gotta pick out these like fucking gnats and these ticks. And then fucking, you know, you're trying to make a kid kill himself? No, we're not going to let that happen.
Chicken fingers, good. Positive.
So, look, I get chicken fingers are what enabled the Iraq War. If I had eaten chicken fingers, I wouldn't have given a shit about Jack Straw and the fucking...
You haven't even graduated to the next level of chicken fingers. Like
what?
Well, they fucking, you know, here's the deal. So chicken fingers, you're just going like regular fried chicken fingers, right?
Yeah.
The next level of those chicken fingers is like chicken fingers that are cooked in a sauce.
Really?
Yeah. Buffalo fingers, honey barbecue fingers.
I feel like that would be worse.
No. Friendly's got a great fucking honey barbecue super melt. What Friendly's does is they take chicken fingers and they douse them in a honey barbecue sauce. They coat them in honey barbecue sauce. They put them on a sandwich, like a Texas toast type thing with cheese and ranch and bacon. It's really, really good.
I feel like the whole point of a chicken finger is just this juicy bite that you get. It's simple.
But it can be simple. You could have a dope buffalo finger where it's like coated, and then you dip that into blue cheese. It's very good.
Okay.
You could have a nice buffalo finger.
I feel like I've just been like turned, like I just have like sexual awakening or something.
You have.
I mean, I feel like I've been turned out, as they say.
This
is the thing with gay people, they celebrate. Like, you know, when gay people turn gay, openly gay, they take you out and they get you laid by gay people. I feel like this is with chicken fingers.
Is that true?
I've heard this from people.
Interesting.
It's like, you know, it's like.
It is true to an extent.
Yeah. It's like, oh, they celebrate it. And like, yeah, let's get you fucked. Or whatever it is. Eating, your box eating, whatever, if you're a woman.
Right.
That's what they do, right? They finger in each other's boxes.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's
whatever
a fair,
you like. Whatever you're into. I'm not judging it.
That going
whatever you like to stick wherever, like tongues, fingers. I don't care. It's not my business.
Doesn't really matter.
I'm into the chicken fingers now.
Yeah. That's what you're. But you're going to, you know what? You're going to eat them every day for three or four days and you're going to get sick of them.
Probably. But, you know, it's like, get you
sick
know,
of them.
This is my new thing.
Chicken fingers are a good bet. They're good on the road when there's nothing else around.
I feel like,
I've eaten a lot of bad ones. You've never had a bad chicken finger. I've had frozen bad chicken fingers, too. Okay. I've had some bad
chicken
fingers.
These ones, they look like shit, because the ones they pictured in this video for the dead guy.
Well, you're eating fucking hipster chicken fingers. They're probably pretty good.
No, I'm telling you, the ones they made for the dead guy are hipster chicken fingers. I get this tin, and I'm like, this looks like shit. This does not look like the video at all. I don't think they were good chicken fingers.
By the way, I know a lot of people are probably frustrated with this episode. I tried to get John Kiriakou on again. He said he's got too much to do tonight. I said, why don't you come on and talk about the new CIA nominee? And
right.
He goes, hey, I'd love to, but I can't.
Who's frustrated?
No, I'm just saying. There are probably people out there going, what's going on here? And I'll tell you what's going on. We try to get people to come in, and they got fucking, they go, I got to help my kids with homework. You got to help your kids with homework. We got the torture queen. It's going to lead the CIA. You need to help
him. He's not going to leave the house. What are you talking about? His kids?
He's got kids. Got to help him with the homework. So that's why. We're going to do this whole thing on Gina Haspel. I was preparing, and he fucking dropped.
She worked in the fucking Thailand, fucking torturing people in the ass, probably.
Well, whatever it is. And some people crust the chicken fingers with cornflakes. I don't like that.
I've heard the panko's
no good. I don't like
what
they see. I hate panko. It has a granular, gravelly taste in the mouth. It's not right.
My point is,
hate a panko mozzarella stick. I like a traditional, old-school mozzarella stick, small... Like a little bigger, you know, like a 3-inch, kind of a little bigger than a micropenis, just right on the edge, micropenis-ish.
Micropenis is like an inch and a half, I thought.
That's what I'm saying. Double micropenis stick that is old school, not big, not a plank, not a big plank of mozzarella, not panko, old school breading.
Who does the flat mozzarella sticks? Is that
Fridays does them. They're pretty
good.
That's
it.
Yeah, they're not bad. But I like the Long Island Diner ones, you know, the fucking little.
Yeah, no, the classic.
Yeah.
But I'm saying these were not particularly good chicken fingers in my mind. I don't think they were. They were still amazing. I'm on team chicken finger. And I'm saying, like, this is how they play. I ignored it for years. But, like, these are the kind of, like, little indulgences that you allow yourself that make you not care about kids getting tortured, make you not care about, like, going to war on false pretenses, but not caring about a torture system put in place, you know, and now she's in charge of the fucking entire intelligence system. Yeah. Who cares? They're juicy. They're crispy. It's magical.
There is something beautiful about discovering a new food.
Yeah.
That puts you right back to sleep. Something real nice. What do you got to promote, Raymond?
We got That Happened on Vice Sports. I got a new website coming. I'm shooting things. I got projects in the works. Got pilot. That, you know, it's all coming down the pipeline. It's going to be a show. We're going to make things happen. We are both in this Saturday. Oh, Thursday first. Thursday, I'm in Artichoke Comedy. That's at Artichoke Pizza on the Jefferson L stop. And then Saturday, we are at a winery show. You know what that is? It's in Jersey.
Saturday?
It's Saturday, right?
Isn't it Friday? Go check the date.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
No, you're probably right. It's probably Saturday. 24th? Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. We got to find out. That guy's picking us up and driving us out there.
Yeah. I have to miss the tribute for my dead boss because of that.
I wonder how this guy thinks the show's going to go, by the way, in his winery.
I'm
going
to kill.
I don't know what they think's going on. Really couldn't have booked him worse, you know? It's like, all right.
No, I think
I'm sure it'll be fine.
You did the right thing. You always feel negative, and I'm always positive.
Yeah,
and
that's why it works.
So I'm the top?
Are you promoting? Do you have anything left? Because I have things to promote.
I'm looking for this thing. Do you know the word? It is.
Don't be a bar show.
It's not a bar show.
Okay.
No, I promote the bar. Willow Creek Winery.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll promote that. Don't promote, you know.
I promote Artichoke Pizza.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. Who's coming to that? That's what? Where you workshop and get new material.
I'm just, it's a joke. All right.
What do you
want me to do? Well, I would draw attention to the fact that you don't got big shows to book.
Doesn't matter. Get them on your social media platforms. You haven't even plugged them.
I did.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. You don't plug any of that shit ever.
I'm at Ray Kump on Instagram.
Thank you.
Twitter, I'm at Ray Kump.
Yeah.
Ray Kump on Facebook.
Follow him.
Get on me. I'm always posting pictures and stuff.
He rarely does. He really rarely does.
They're good, though.
Doesn't
people
put the
like
work into
do.
The socials. You got to put more work into your social. No, that's the wrong approach. I'll tell you right now.
Willow Creek Winery.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to fucking stab you in the neck.
It is in West Cape May, New Jersey.
What a shitty life. What a horrible life this is. What a bad life. What an objectively bad life.
Willow Creek Winery. West Cape May, New Jersey. Come on out. Coming out and see the show. It's going to be great. There's not going to be a stage. They're going to stand in the middle of the room with a microphone.
I'm going to teach people about the foundations of wine, the tannins. I'm going to squash grapes with my feet, my hands. I'm going to fucking teach people how to
come out to Willow Creek if you can, folks. Let's do that. TimDillaComedy.com.
In vino veritas.
Shut up. TimDillaComedy.com. All the dates are on there. Please follow me, Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N.
You got Magoobies.
I'm coming right. Good job. I'm Magoobies at the end of this fucking month. I'll be in fucking suburban Maryland taking a Greyhound right on down there. Suburban Maryland to be at Magoobies Comedy Club the 29th, 30th, 31st. Then I'm coming back for Easter that I'm not spending with my family. Thank God. I'm having a nice dinner with a friend in New York at the Gotham Bar and Grill. So old since the 90s been there, maybe even before that. They really invented tuna tartare.
Maybe I'll come down to Magoobies.
I'll come down to Magoobies.
Yeah, we'll hang out in Baltimore.
Come down to Magoobies.
Let's go do a wire tour.
I'll get you a guest spot. I'll get you guest spots. We'll go to Magoobies and you get your tickets if you have it, 29th, 30th, 31st. And then the other dates are on the TimDillonComedy.com, folks. You know, get involved here. Rate us. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. All that bullshit, you know, subscribe to the network, $7 a month.
Just keep your mouth shut about the
promo code. You don't go, it is what it is with the fucking episode. You know, it was a good episode.
It was a great episode.
You heard what you had to hear.
Some people thought you should have kept it for a future. Now you can.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal with all this stuff. Any episode we do, there's a chance it's coming down.
Yeah.
So save that fucker. If you love it, save it and you know, God love you. Goodbye.